Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Gymnastics.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Gymnastics. Turns out it will be our final edition for this season. Joined by Tigers head coach Jeff Grable, Auburn coming off of the NCAA tournament as Auburn went to the West Coast. Coach, just a couple days. I know you traveled all day Monday to get back. Just a couple days now to look back on Friday. And it was a rough day for the Tigers, and especially from a physical standpoint, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we got hit by a little bit of a sickness bug on the way out, I guess, because a couple of us were pretty under the weather, including me. During the meet, it did not help. We ended up getting a couple girls dinged up and not being at full speed during the meet. And that is not the meet to struggle with health by any means. I believe we had a really good, we started strong. We had a good start. We had a good meet by the end. But we were down to our second or third alternate on one or two events there pretty quickly. And at the same time, Stanford, who's now going into the Elite Eight, they were hot and they were healthy and hitting on all cylinders. So we ended up in our little session, ended up against number three and number eight and trying to beat at least one of them to get to the next round. And when you're beat up and sick and up against, competition like that, you're in trouble.
Highlight a couple of the performances for us, Coach.
Well, I thought Cassie had a great year. She had a great performance. She would be going to the national championship. She just lost on a tiebreaker. So it was between her and one other athlete at that whole regional to move on as an all-arounder tied with them and lost on the tiebreaker. So she had a phenomenal performance. And I feel like some of our young people really stepped up. We've had some really good stories. Paige Zankan comes out and does a great beam set for us. And I felt like, Gabby McLaughlin did a great job. Olivia Hollingsworth did a great job. Aria did great until she dinged herself up on bars. But for the most part, I'm really happy with the fight and the determination. It's just, that is not the meat to get beat up at.
Caitlin Atkinson this past weekend was inducted into the Tiger Trail, and she's the subject of the Talking Tigers podcast in a couple weeks. And we talked about the wear and tear on a gymnast's body through the season. I mean, you don't think of gymnastics as a contact sport with others, but you are coming in contact with the bar and the beam and the floor and off of the vault. It does take a physical toll. And unfortunately Auburn found that out this past weekend.
Yeah. In reality, I mean, gravity wins in our sport, everything that we do. We're the only sport that we don't actually ever get a win. So we just get to survive to play another play. It's a pretty brutal sport. And on top of that, it's not just brutal physically. It's a pretty dangerous sport. So there's a lot of mental aspect that goes into it. And so when you put high pressure situations and all that type of stuff together with at the end of the year where everybody's beat up and you put a 5-hour plane trip on top of that, it does stack on top of itself. And that's definitely something that I'm going to look back at in the next year and try to get back to the drawing board about how to build a little bit more stamina and depth into our lineups. We were better this year than we were last year. We were deeper this year than we were last year. But it's getting harder and harder. Off air, we were talking about how hard it is to get through any bracket in the NCAA, especially if you go to the West Coast. It's just getting harder in every sport. And this is a very tough sport physically, but it's a tough sport mentally.
When you look back on the 2024 season, Coach, what will come to mind for you?
The first thing that's going to come to my mind, and I told him on the bus afterwards, we never counted a fall all year. I think there's only five teams in the country that can say that, and three or four of them are moving on to the next round. So the simple fact that we were very consistent in our fight I think the culture and the drive and determination of this team was fantastic. So I wanted to leave him with that. That's a badge of honor to be able to go through a whole, 14 or 15 meets and never count to fall. So pretty impressive.
All right. Now let's look ahead, getting ready for the 2025 season. Let's talk about recruiting and those that are coming back and will be part of that team coming up in January of next year, Coach.
Yeah. Well, we're doing meetings today, obviously, all this week. We have some fifth year seniors that have eligibility. So we're going to see where they stand. We've got some freshmen that are coming in that some are going to come into onto campus right in end of June for the second mini-mester of school. And some are really crossing their fingers and pushing hard to get through to Olympic trials. So, we're sort of covering two areas there, trying to keep people going and at the same time as get some people ready. So there's a lot on our plate, but we got a lot of good talent coming in this next year. And it's just a matter, can we get them on campus quickly? How fast can we get them, assimilated to this? And hopefully we'll have a couple, seniors that opt to come back and give us the leadership that, Cassie and Aria did last year.
Coach, we certainly appreciate the visit. We appreciate you being part of this weekly show all year long. Before you know it, we'll be talking about 2025. We appreciate it. Thank you. War Eagle.
Yeah. Thank you, and War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Jeff Grable on this week at Auburn Gymnastics.